Okay, so let's talk a little bit about Birchas Kriya Shema. Let's start with the Mishnayos, the end of the first parak. The Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph talks about the Birchas Kriya Shema in the context of Kriya Shema. And here, it's a bit of an open question if the Seder HaMishnayos is organized conceptually or based off of Seder HaYom. So it's true that the Mishnayos go from Mitzvahs Kriya Shema, Meimisai Korna Shema, Ba'arvis, and then B'Shacharis to discussing the brachos of Kriya Shema. That's how the first parak unfolds. We don't know if that's because the point here is that we're following the Seder HaYom of Tefillah. So at the heart of it, you have Kriya Shema, and then Kriya Shema is flanked by the Birchos Kriya Shema. Or if the point is conceptual, that the Birchos Kriya Shema are somehow part of the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. We just don't know. But the Mishnah tells us, B'Shachar Mevarech Shtayim Lefaneh V'Achas L'Achareh, U'V'Erev Mevarech Shtayim Lefaneh V'Shtayim L'Achareh. And then the Mishnah talks about the difference in lengths of the brachos, the difference in the chasimas of brachos, and the psicha of the brachos. But the Mishnah transitions us to Birchos Kriya Shema. Then the second parak begins, also a little bit with a discussion of the relationship between Shema and Birchos Kriya Shema. How do we have that, or where do we see that in the beginning of the second parak? This idea of being mafzeh. So the Mishnayos make a big deal of being mafzeh bein haprakim. So let's read Perek Bey's Mishnah Aleph for a second. Who wants to read Perek Bey's Mishnah Aleph? Tani, why don't you read?
My pleasure.
Yeah, beprakim. Meaning,
the
prakim is between the prakim of Kriya Shema. In the breaks. So what could he do during the breaks? Who could he be shoel? Could he be shoel mipnei hakavod, mishum mipnei yira? All these rules about what you could interrupt the flow of these prakim for. Then skip to the next Mishnah Beis. Elu en bein haprakim. What's considered Bein HaPrakim versus Bemtza?
Bein Bracha Rishon Lishnia, Bein Shnia Lishma, Bein Shma L'Bahayim Shma, Bein Bahayim Shma L'Vayomer, Bein Vayomer L'Nesviyatsi.
Alright, but the point here is that we're treating the breaks between the Birchos Kriya Shema to each other and the breaks between the Birchos Kriya Shema to Shema and the etc. As being on equal footing. Right? So it sounds like we're saying, hey, there's this whole template here of Shema with Birchos Shema, and there are these places for breaks which don't discriminate between the internal paragraphs of Shema relative to each other and the Birchos Kriya Shema relative to Shema and relative to each other.
Are you saying that as opposed to go against the thing in that position, you can see that the brachos are not Birchos and Mitzvot Kriya Shema because they're...
I'm not saying that that's the Ra'az Diyak. We'll see the Ra makes that Diyak. I'm not saying that yet.
I'm trying to say exactly what you said to not say that.
Yeah.
To say that there are all showing.
Yeah, exactly. It sounds like the Mishnah here is telling us that there's these things that have to be kept together. There's certainly a problem of Hafsik or an Isra L'Hafsik. And we're not treating the relationship between Parsha Rishona to Parsha Shnia as different than Ava Rabba Tishma or Yotzer or Tava Rabba. So it sounds like there's this one, flowing continuous unit of Shema that begins right after Baruch Hu with Yotzer or Mar Baravim and ends at Gal Yisrael or Shomram Yisrael La'at. Sounds reasonable?
Yeah.
Okay. So then other thing I want to say just Derech Hakdama. So number one is the presentation of the Mishnayos. Number two is the Yushalmi in Perek Aleph Halacha Hey commenting on this sequence here about the Birchas Kriya Shema. The Yushalmi wants to know what's the basis for it. What's the basis for the Birchas Kriya Shema? And what do we know? What's the Makkah the Yushalmi quotes? Yeah, the Pasuk in Tehillim, Sheva Bayom Hilalticha Mishpatei Tzidkecha, which sounds that there's a special Makkah in Ksuvim to tell us that there has to be Birchos Kriya Shema. right? So there's some important makar here for the Brichas Kriyas Shema. There's one other makar in the Yushalmi here that's relevant. So the Yushalmi in the beginning of Perek Beis Halacha Aleph. Remember the Mishnah said that if you are Kori Batorah and it's Higi Azman HaMikram Kibin Libo Yatza. So what does that imply? That you could be Yotze Shema without the Bracha Shema. So that's the Yushalmi here. Amar Rabbi Ba Zosamer She'ina Brachos Ma'akvos. That Brachos must not be Ma'akev if you could be Yotze by just being mechaving through Kori Batorah. Good? Okay. Now, that's just the background for the makar, the Brichos Kriyas Shema, but I want to jump right into the nature of these brachos. So let's skip ahead for a second to a few tshuvos of the Rashba on top of page 4, and then we'll come back to this discussion in the postgame. So let's start with Shit Rashba Chilak Aleph Simen Mem Zayin. Anybody want to tell me what's going on in this... In this Shaila? Ezra?
So the question about davening saying Kriyas Shema before, you know, stays and it's in the base of Genesis, and then okay, fine, you can say Kriyas Shema because they allow him to go pick up the Torah, but what about the brachos?
Yeah. We know the Yushalmi, which Rashi quotes in the very beginning of the Masechta, which is if you say Kriyas Shema before Zmana, you're just saying it Kri Lama Batila Mitoch Devei Torah. So then should you repeat the brachos later on, if you're saying them for the mitzvahs Kriyas Shema? Who made that point? Who seemed to think that obviously you would have to repeat them later on? Rabbeinu Yonah, but who else? Tosos. One of Tosos' objections to Rashi is that you can't tell me that you're mekayim ikar mitzvahs Kriyas Shema for the Kriyas Shema that you're saying at night in bed. Why not? Because what are you missing? Yes. Brachos! Tosus is clearly assuming you need the brachos of Kriyas Shema to fulfill the mitzvah. But the Rashba here is being asked about Rashi's position. Right? About the view that you're being kind with Kriyas Shema at home, not with the Kriyas Shema in Shul. So Sha'alta Od, Lefi Mashapirish, Rashi, that we say Kriyas Shema early, lo, not to be Yotze Yidei Chovaso, it's actually bracha vatala to say the brachos Kriyas Shema and Shul if it's just because they lam bitfila mitoch divrei Torah. That's a good question. So where's the answer? Go ahead, Ezra. Just a mashet tamhata, that which you were astonished about. So what's his first claim here?
They're not actually like Kriyas Shema.
I think that's the important point. That you shouldn't think that Birchas Kriyas Shema has a din of Birchas HaMitzvah. And what's his first raya? Exactly. His first raya is from the Nuscha Bracha. That the Nuscha Bracha here, if the Bracha were a Brichas HaMitzvah, it should be a Kriyas Likro Eshema. Imkein Hayelena Levarich Likro Eshema. Just as the other Brichas HaMitzvah generally have this Nuscha of Al Kriya or Likro, the Kro Sahala. Good? Do you guys like that raya? Or what? Maybe last look b'divrei Torah is a little closer, right? Well, what doesn't the Rav have a din on?
Well,
I think Richard is making a good point before the rub point. You're making a good point that there seem to be other brichas mitzvos that have a different matbeah sabracha. Arguably, brichas Torah is one example.
Okay, but Shema is very different. It doesn't seem to be like. At all, I mean, no, I don't know.
Compulsion
is versus Torah.
Oh, but number
that's different to
So we know that Avraham could function as a Berachas HaTorah, assuming, as a Berachas HaMitzvah, assuming that Talmud Torah requires a Berachas HaMitzvah. Richard's pointing out that even the Berachas HaTorah in general don't seem to take the matveya of Likra or Al Kriyas. Any other examples of Berachas HaMitzvah that might have different girsos, different niskos? Yeah, sure, Galanu, if you think that's like a bracha on Sipur, like some Rishonim say. The bracha on Kedushin is a classic example. Shashalano Star Russos is a classic example for the Rishonim who believe that it's a Birch Samitzah. Many Rishonim do believe it's a Birch Samitzah. I think the Rambam's view is that it's a Birch Samitzah. And he agrees that the Nuscha Bracha is Ashalano Star Russos, Hityolano Sanasilas Lanu. Right, but the other Rishonim seem perfectly fine saying that the Nusach HaBracha may be different, but it's still Birch HaMitzvah. Meaning, it's not obvious that for something to count as a Birch HaMitzvah, it has to have this Matbea Ktsara.
It's not about the Ktsara, it's about the content. Like
also, yeah, I think that's the main point. It doesn't seem to be a Matbea Ktsara. For the Christian, it doesn't seem to be like a Bracha that's just about, you're about to say Kriya. Like,
yes. Right. So I think the counter, I think you would say, look, it's true that most Maisa Mitzvah have Asher Kedushon Sosetanu on this Maisa. But Kriya Shema is not really a Maisa Mitzvah. It's a text that you're saying. So then there's a reason for the Matbea Sabracha to be different. Same for Birchas HaTorah. Right. So there's a good basis to distinguish between the text for a Birchas HaMitzvah on a Maisa Mitzvah of Al Bir Chametz than a Birchas HaMitzvah on a Mitzvah that is more ideational, such as Kriya Shema and Talmud Torah. So I just want to point out the Rashba's Raya here is from the Nusach HaBracha, and that's not so obvious. It's actually not clear what it means. Kemoshe Mevarchin Al Kriyas HaTorah V'Al Kriyas HaMegillah. What Kriyas HaTorah is he falling about?
Is it?
No, it sounds like he's assuming that there's some sort of straightforward Birchas HaMitzvah that you make on Kriyas HaTorah, no? I assume maybe he means Lasso B'Divrei Torah. Well, Kimosha Mevarchin Al Kriyas HaTorah V'Al Kriyas HaMegillah. We have to see what he means. What bracha might he have in mind?
What's wrong with those things?
So what does he say? Go on, Ezra. Just. Yes, so it's a really striking point. His point is that there's an independent basis to make these brachos, and then Chazal just structured them around Shema.
They have similar, presumably because they have similar things.
We don't even know why, right? But the point is that they weren't generated or created for Shema. It just seems like there's a general bracha on Yotzer Or, Ma'ariv Aravim, a general bracha on Abba Rabba, Abba Solam, general brachos Lechora after on Geula and Hashkivenu, and the Chazal just organized them around Shema, but they weren't created for Shema. Kind of a funny way of just putting these things together. And he says that's the reason why you don't have to say these brachos with your Kiyam Mitzvah Shema. So even if before it says you're not Mekayim Shema, you can Mekayim these brachos totally separate from Shema. Okay. Here again, I'll just highlight this other formulation in that same tshuva. Sheina brachos birchos akriya v'im birchan kodim zmanan shel Shema im bekach klum.
He's quoted to have said that they're Birchas HaShavach, but where does he say that here?
So let's see. Does he have a... The Ra'ah used that formulation, I believe, a Birchas HaShavach.
Yeah, isn't there a way in which, like, your Shema...
I thought the Beis Yosef, that's when he quotes the Rashba, that's what he says.
When your Shema, in some sense, be, like, conceptually barren about the Birchas HaShavach Shema...
Maybe.
Yeah, like we talked about earlier this year, the thematic.
So I think you could say that. Actually, but I don't see the Rush himself saying that.
Yeah.
The Rush himself seems to be very parative on the meaningfulness of the connection between Shema and Birchas Kriya Shema.
I think
He makes it almost seem like they're arbitrary.
There has to be a reason they're situated that, like, comes off situated them next to each other.
Ah.
I think they have similar things.
He
doesn't think
that shows big. But he says they were nitkanume atzma. Like, it doesn't even sound like they were tailor made for Kriyat Shema.
Yeah, that's fine.
Right? Elisha tiknu la'omron lifnei Kriyat Shema.
That would be fine. That's why you have to say them afterwards,
because
they're brachas, the brachas that need to be said, even if it's not in conjunction with
Kriyat Shema. With Kriyat Shema.
That could be true. That still undermines the fact of, like, Chazal did situate next to them, next to Shema. Clearly, right, Shema is about expressing certain themes and concepts.
Right, right.
And, right, your Shema is conceptually, then if your Shema is conceptually barren, well, what is it doing?
I guess you could say that Shema Shema and Chazal just have these separate themes, which is Yotzer Or, like a bracha on daylight. Bracha on Avas Yisrael, a bracha on Gulas Yisrael, and they said, "Hey, here's a neat way to stage the morning routine. You know, start with Yotzer Or, move on to Ava, move on to Shema, or move on to Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim, move on to Kabbalas Mitzvos, move on to Zechiras Mitzvos, move on to Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim."
Is there even like a Lechatilu B'Di'evit here, though?
Only in terms of the way Chazal fashioned them. But I'm saying, but it sounds like...
Not in terms of the entire character.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I think that you could read the Rashba.
Are those related, right? If you're not doing it the way Chazal fashioned it, the inherent characters, right?
No, because what you did wrong is the way Chazal fashioned it, not Shema. Shema itself. It seems like he's trying to even say, like, there's no problem in changing the order. Right? There's Mitzvah Shema. And that's why when you go home, he doesn't believe you have to repeat Birchas Kriya Shema at home. After Tzeis. Because your Kriya Shema aftertaste is totally fine without the brachos. And your brachos without Mitzvah Shema earlier is totally fine. Right? Let's look at the Ramban to get out the other side. So here's the Ramban and brachos Yud Aleph and Mabez.
Could there be another Raya for the Rashba to say that Birchos Kriya Shema changed? And with Birchos Kriya Shema.
Of the morning to the evening? So the question is, how much do they change?
Wait, what do you mean?
No, I'm saying it's more Raya that they're not...
No, but you might say that there's a...
No, conceptually, times make sense in the day. Conceptually, other things astronomically.
Right. You could say there's still a daraisa chiyuv to have these themes, just like the things that you...
Express differently.
Right. Just like you might have one chiyuv daraisa of halal, but the halal expresses itself differently. What?
Saw that developing.
Saw that coming? So the Ramban and Brachos Yud Aleph Mabez gets out the other theory. What's the Ramban worked up about here? Kel Malach Naaman. This is a major fight. I don't know if you saw it.
The Rav doesn't say Kel.
What?
The Rav didn't say
Kel. So the Ramban here makes a big fuss about this minhag of saying Kel Malach Naaman. Now, what's the problem? Kel Malach Naaman seems to be a form of answering Amen. It's Rosh HaTevos is Amen, but it's a more expanded Amen. The Ramban already points out Bial Dusai Niskashali, that already from when he was a kid he was troubled by this.
Israel.
What's the basis for the trouble? Lefisha Dabri Yodua. Gabi, go for it. Hadabri Yodua Sha'avas Olam Birchas HaMitzvah Yilekriyashma. The Ramban says it's known. Not only is it the Ramban Shita, but he says it's a known thing that Avas Olam is the Birchas HaMitzvah of Kriyat Shema.
Same thing as he says Dabar Yaduo versus Bada.
Yeah, right. We all know. So the Ramban clearly believes that Avas Olam is the Birchas HaMitzvah. We don't know what will be the status of Yotzer Or yet.
What he says.
Right, he does say later on something. It's an interesting question. Of the Rishonim who believe that there is a Birchas HaMitzvah to Kriyat Shema, do they believe that there's one Birchas HaMitzvah or that there are two Birchas HaMitzvah? And if you have to select only one, why would you favor Abba Solam or Abba Rabba over the Bracha of Yotzer Or?
It's closer.
Well, yeah, maybe because it's closer. That's a good point. So there's less of a hefsek. But you'll see in the
Gemara.
The Gemara itself is Mesupah. When it says Birchu Bracha Achas in the Mishnayos and Tamid, the Gemara is Mesupah, whether that's Birchas Yotzer Or, whether it's Birchas Avarava. So that's an interesting question. Which of these would be the Birchas HaMitzvah? The Ramban clearly thinks that Avarava Rav Azolam, what he has is the Birchas HaMitzvah Kriya Shema. Go on. What's his objection to Kel Melech Ne'eman? So Gabi, go ahead. Every bracha, every mitzvah requires a bracha before it. So here to Shema is a mitzvah Seidoraisa. The Rambam codifies it. So it should require Birchas HaMitzvah beforehand. And that's what Rav Azolam is. Just like Halal, just like Megillah, just like Kriya HaTorah. The Kol Shekain.
Yeah.
I guess he thinks that it's just such a basic mitzvah deoraisa. You know, halal, you could start figuring out what's the makar for halal and what's the makar for kriyas megillah. But kriyashma is like the one of the most basic mitzvahs. And then I think the Ramban gives us some further motivation to show that it is a birchas mitzvah. V'zehu she'amarnu. What's his point?
That it's Arava is just like a not a replacement, but you're also going to say
and what does that show?
It is a Birchus.
Yeah, clearly it could function. What?
Because that might be a chisaron in the Birchus HaMitzvah of Kriyashma can function as a Birchus HaMitzvah for.
Well, I think the point is, look, it has this Birchus HaMitzvah capacity, right? Because if it wasn't a real Birchus HaMitzvah, you'd expect that you should make a Birchus HaTorah later on before you learn. Now, by the way, this works nice. Remember the Shabbat Yalakat that we saw earlier in the year? That Mikra Adin, the Birchus HaTorah, is supposed to be the Birchus Kriyashma. So I think this Ramban's Raya works much better. That remember, it's Hamashkim Lashanos. Only somebody who wakes up early before Kriyashma, they're the ones who make the Birchus HaTorah. For everybody else, is supposed to be Yosei with...
So what, you can't have Birchus HaMitzvah for both? Why can't I both Torah and Kriyat Shema the same, bro?
Yeah, because remember, Kriyat Shema itself has aspects of Talmud Torah in it. The temporal love of it. The temporal love it. So I just want to say, I think this Ramban works sharper. It's a little more sharp if his point is that, look, Birchas Ava Rabba is created as the Lechatchila Matbea Sabracha for Talmud Torah. And so it's obviously a Birchas HaMitzvah.
Well, why
can't... Oh, so what's the problem? So Gabi, tell us...
Why can't it be that?
One second. So what's the problem with this being a birchas mitzvah? So let's just read on. Elisha tikna b'kriyas shema. So it sounds like the Ramban saying that the first bracha is not a birchas mitzvah on kriyas shema. Yotzer or amar v'rabim is not part of the birchas mitzvah, but what is it? Aval. Brachos Hashavach. They're Brachos Shavach Voda. But why are they part of the Seder of Kriyashma? That's a pretty interesting point. Even if it's not the Brachos HaMitzvah, Chazal do see this fundamental connection between Yotzer Or, Ma'ariv HaRavim, and the Mitzvah of Kriyashma. So B'shach B'chav Kamecha seems to be... pretty important piece of the mitzvah of Kriyashma, and that's captured by the Birchas of Yotzer Ma'ariv HaRavim. Probably a sharper way of making this point is within the day of the Gemara that Yotzer Or might be the Birchas HaMitzvah on Kriyashma.
Wait, so you couldn't answer the Rashi. You can still think it's Birchas HaShavach, but still think that you can still...
Hold off on that thought. Yeah. So the Ramban thinks it's a Birchas HaShavach Vodah. He proves this by the Gemara and Megillah Chavdalid, or he supports it from the Gemara Chavdalid and Megillah. The Gemara there has a sheet of Rabbi Yehuda that a blind person shouldn't make the bracha of Yotzer Or. So that seems to suggest that you have to be nene from it in order to make the bracha. So the thought, I guess, is that that shows that it's more of a Birchas Shavach than a Birchas HaMitzvah. Although I think one probably could have said it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, but it has to be a Birchas HaMitzvah that you're capable of relating to. So you probably could have explained Rabbi Yehuda's view, even if it's a Birchas HaMitzvah.
Feels when the sun comes up, because he wakes up when
yeah.
the sun comes up.
Right. Right.
Kind of strange.
I mean, they could feel the warmth of the sun.
You don't see the sun, doesn't mean
right.
you don't understand.
Well, the Gemara says
the astronomy.
That he does benefit. He does benefit because
right, but it still has to do with sight. Leib's point is that there are other benefits of the. You benefit from the warmth of the sun, even if you don't see it.
I'm saying, and also, the sun, if it's about astronomical, right? The point of view is there, is to connect astronomically with the phenomenon of the Shabbat.
Yeah.
Then that's true.
So some of the posts can talk about that. That's the discussion. So you see, I'm going to show them talk about that.
They're light.
It's the most direct
question from the sun. No, okay, that was the word. The point. that's how they're just kind of gracious. They like things.
Leave makes a good point. Yeah. We'll see some of the Rishonim actually talk about that, because they say, like, oh, a blind person could learn Maisa Merkava.
Yeah, it's like, are you able to function?
It seems like it's connected to the Rambam idea that the seeing the sun brings on like Alice and Sharon by seeing like the wonders of the world.
You actually have to see it. The Leib would say, why can't you just feel its warmth and then be like, oh, that's the...
Feeling warmth doesn't bring on the same, like,
also feel warmth,
it's like saying...
You gotta see the movement.
It's like saying
maybe.
It's like you have to see the tree, but then he doesn't see the key.
You gotta see the molecule. Seeing is believing. That's what Elon's saying. Right? Seeing is, it's like seeing is believing, or seeing is. Right, but Leib's saying is that the experience could be had without the visual, right?
No, I'm saying especially if it's related to the shelf, a blind person's still getting up when the sun comes up.
That's fair.
Maybe that. Not necessarily. The whole point's getting up on sun getting up is that's how you
function during the day.
That's the alarm he's getting up. I don't think he's getting up because of the light.
He feels the light across his face, no? Okay, but look there.
That's the point. Is that you get up in the you get up when it's day.
Like,
but what?
Okay, let's look. Let's read on here. Gavi, go on. Berachas Avas Olam. So the Ramban's clearly at odds here with the Rashba, right? There's clearly a fundamental disagreement between them, and he thinks V'Hachanami Muchach B'Shmeitza.
The Amar Lahem Amimuna Berachu Brav Avas Teful.
So we have to figure out why he thinks that Gemara is a proof for being a Birchas HaMitzvah. But remember, that Gemara also entertained the possibility that the Birchu Bracha Achas is Yotzer Or. So that'd be very interesting if the Birchas HaMitzvah was actually the Bracha of Yotzer Or rather than the Bracha of Avarava. Okay, now here's the objection to saying Kel Melech Ne'eman. Chivan Shizu Birchas HaMitzvah. So it's a basic error to make an amen after your own birchas hamitzvah before you perform the mitzvah, right? So if Avarab is the birchas hamitzvah on Kriya Shema, then you're mafsik between your birchas hamitzvah and your mitzvah. So saying Kel Melech Ne'eman after you say Ava Solom or Ava Rabba is a hefsek. So the Ramban says that's inconsistent with it being a Birchas HaMitzvah. And the conclusion the Ramban wants to draw from there is that this is a Minog B'Tos. And he tells us, Mipnesha Nahagu. Somebody know when the Rama died? Somebody just check. When did the Rama...
1274, I think?
The Rama died in 1274.
1244.
Okay. The Rama died in 1244. So the theory here, so the Ramban was born in 1196. Right. So he dies 1244, let's say. So fine. So Ramban's asking him sometime before 1244. It's reasonable. Yeah. Notice here, it's interesting. Why does he ask the Rama? Kind of interesting, but Nation Nagu. You're like, just because this is the custom, like I asked the Rama, like what's the, like, but otherwise, like he had no reason to ask the Rama. No? I only say that because people make a big deal about this Ramban. They say, oh, you see the Rama must have been one of his Rebbeim, because he's asking Shaila to the Rama. But this almost sounds like an academic question. The Rama's saying, this is such a widespread custom, so I asked the Rama, like, what's the deal? Wasn't that he was like Shoal Eitza from the Rama in any way? No?
He just thought that he needed to defer when there's a Rama.
Yeah, okay, maybe.
No,
but
it sounds like he's trying to understand why.
He's like clearly worked out. He's not saying like, what's Pshat on the street? He's just saying like, what's the deal with this custom? And
yeah.
Maybe the Rama knew. This is the only time the Ramban quotes the Rama.
Was the Rama
sheep
to the sake of
what?
Was the Rama sheep
to stay tuned. Gavi, what does he say?
Or
below Beretz Sarai, two gears. Yeah, so the Rama says the Shibush. It's a mistake, right? It's not clear if he's saying this is the Minigan Eretz Yisrael or it wasn't the Minigan Eretz Yisrael. Well,
because if he's saying the answer is that it's not a Minigan anywhere, well, let's just not.
But the Pashut Pshat actually sounds like he's saying there's not a minog anywhere, and it's a mistake. But the Ramban says this really comes from the Talmidim of the Bali Atosos, right? V'achar Sman Reisi Talmidei Tzarfatim.
This is
very
interesting. Why can't you say Kalam part of Shema itself?
But everyone agrees that Emelech Neman is a way of just saying Amen, or a way of inserting some sort of extra words for Shema.
Well,
no?
Why connect it to the previous and why not connect it to the...
I'd say this is the beginning of Mitzvah Shema?
Yeah.
I like that.
Why isn't the Art School Center is it right above Shema? Why isn't it right...
The Art School Center says nothing about it being Amen.
No, that's not my point. My point is if it's really Amen on the Bracha, it should be right after the Bracha. So it's like, and the center, it's like a right above
Shema. They have it as like the beginning of Shema. It's the...
See? It's literally Shema often.
It's like, why... Who asked me? Somebody asked me why... Why is... Shira Malos in Safon and not in Barich. Even though Haggadah, it's like Shira Malos here is in Safon, not in Barich. Like, shouldn't Shira Malos be in Barich? I think it was the Maxwell Haggadah. Same idea. So go ahead, Gabi. V'achshav ani tzarich lo'odiyam. So Ramban's like, I got to educate all these Talmidim and the Bali Atosos that they're actually being mafsik between their Berachos HaMitzvah and Kriya Shema. Maybe they held like the Rashba. Maybe they held that it's just Berachos Shevach Lodam. There's no meaning of hafsik. The Ramban's argument here is predicated on it being a Berachos HaMitzvah. Umehecha nolad lahem. Umehecha nolad lahem. Like, where did this mistake come from? And the Ramban tries to apologize for the practice, and he basically says it must be that back in the day, people weren't making their own Birchas Ava Rabba. They were actually being Yotze with the Bracha of the Shliach Tzibur. So if you're being Yotze with the Bracha of the Shliach Tzibur, then maybe it made sense for them to answer Amen, so that the Bracha of the Shliach Tzibur is Chal on them. But if you're making your own Bracha, it doesn't make any sense for you to say Kel Melech Naaman or Amen to your own Bracha. And then the Ramban just concludes, when we call Makom, Davar Baruch Hu B'mvarech Ava Solon B'Piv She'ena Ona Achar Atzmo Amen Bein B'Yachad Bein B'Tzibur V'Im Ana Harei Zabur V'Toe Gamor. It's pretty interesting. So that's the Ramban.
I was the idea that without him that Elman was at like it's when he said without a minyan in order to have the extra word.
Right. Yeah, we'll talk about where it gets from.
If Tos was saying that it originated like when they had a minyan and its whole function was to say Amen.
Yeah. That's the Ramban's thesis, right?
Yeah, so there's nothing to do with the amount of words.
Right.
But you do see Sfardim and Yanim, there was one that I was at over Pesach. They say everything out loud, and in that case, it's like pretty reasonable. Old people just sit there quietly hearing the Shabbat Zibor say every word out loud, and they just answer Amen.
Did they answer Amen, or?
Sfardim have more problems about the end of the
Well, here too, here itself, it's Machlokes, if the Shliach Tzibur saying Ava Solam, should you answer Amen? So that's a lot of people have the minhag to say the bracha aloud with the shas, that you don't have the suffix even. We'll talk about this next year. So notice here, we have a very fundamental disagreement between the Rashba and the Ramban. The Ramban's of the view that there is a Birchas HaMitzvah for Kriya Shema, it's just Ava Solam. So it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, doesn't include Yotzer Or. But the Matbeas HaBracha is different from the Matbeas HaBracha for other Birchas HaMitzvah. The Rashba thinks that there's no Birchas HaMitzvah for Kriya Shema, and these are just separate brachos that Chazal would have instituted anyway, or Chazal did institute anyway, and they're just misadja them al derech Kriya Shema. It's a very fundamental disagreement. We want to try to get some traction on what the Machlokes is about. What are some of the other views in the Rishonim? What does this teach us about Kriya Shema and Birchas Kriya Shema? Okay, so I think we're going to have Shir Sunday and Shir Tuesday. I think that's the schedule, and that'll be it for the semester. Right? Does that sound reasonable? Well, I think where you guys have finals? Junesman, let's talk. Let's talk because it's within Junesman. If you guys want to do in Laura Marion, that would be especially great. We could barbecue every day.
You offer Norman?
Yeah, for anybody who wants. I'm,